Turkish forces approached a key Kurdish-held town in northern Syria on Sunday. This set off clashes that allowed hundreds of Islamic State supporters to escape from a camp for displaced people. It also prompted U.S. soldiers to withdraw from a nearby base. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says Turkey's military and its Syrian rebel allies will advance 30 to 35 kilometers into Syrian territory. The UN is warning that conditions for hundreds of thousands of civilians caught in the midst of Turkey's military offensive are rapidly deteriorating. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs estimates more than 130,000 people are newly displaced. OCHA's spokesman Jens Laerke says most displaced people are staying with relatives in host communities, but a growing number are living in collective shelters. He says UN figures indicate up to 400,000 civilians may require assistance and protection as the war escalates in the coming period. He tells VOA it will be difficult to provide this aid because of insecurity and limited access to people in need. He says a number of NGOs have scaled down their operations and relocated their staff. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Hong Kong pro-democracy activists and riot police clashed around the city on Sunday. Several rallies and shopping malls started peacefully with a few hundred people. But by late afternoon, hardcore activists trashed shops and metro stations and erected roadblocks around the city. Police made numerous arrests and deployed tear gas to disperse protesters. For more news whenever you need it, please visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. At a Saturday summit, Chinese leader Xi Jinping and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi agreed to set up a high-level group to tackle India's large trade deficit with China. Xi and Modi held nearly 6 hours of talks in their second annual summit, designed to break through decades of distrust. Japan has deployed thousands of troops and rescue workers after one of the strongest storms in years. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Japan authorities say over 20,000 military troops, as well as numerous helicopters and boats, have been deployed in a massive relief operation aimed at rescuing people stranded in flooded homes. The death toll from a ferocious typhoon has hit double figures, with more missing. One woman is reported to have fallen to her death from a rescue helicopter. Public broadcaster NHK says 14 rivers across the nation had flooded, some spilling out in more than one spot. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Tunisians are voting today in a presidential runoff pitting a conservative academic against a media magnate fresh out of jail, reflecting a shift in the country's post-revolution political landscape. This voter is hoping the outcome will begin a new era in Tunisia. She says today they have a clear vision and hopes everything that will happen in the next 5 years will be better for Tunisia. The political newcomers swept aside the old guard in the first round, highlighting voter anger over a stagnant economy, high unemployment, and poor public services in the cradle of the Arab Spring. In an interview on Sky News, British Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn says he is unlikely to support a deal agreed between Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the European Union as talks to find an agreement intensify. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Brexit talks with the European Union to strike a last-minute deal are getting serious, the British government said on Sunday. But opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn says it's unlikely he'll back an agreement.
So I think the problem areas are of regulation and deregulation, which come from whatever trade arrangement there is with Europe and the wider world, but also perhaps very seriously is the Irish border issue.
Intense negotiations were taking place at the weekend after British Prime Minister Boris Johnson backed down in key areas, including dropping a demand for customs checks on the island of Ireland. The leader of the House of Commons, Jacob Rees-Mogg, speaking on Sophie Ridge on Sunday, said the progress was encouraging.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. The Los Angeles County Fire Department says the wildfire in the San Fernando Valley is now 33% contained. The fire covers 31 square kilometers. Officials in New Orleans say two people died in the partial collapse of a hotel under construction. There is still one person missing. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
From Washington, VOA presents Issues in the News.